This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Oversight Authority for U.S. Operations in Afghanistan said Tuesday that the United States has lost $19 billion in Afghanistan since 2002 due to waste, fraud, and abuse. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, or SIGAR, noted that the U.S. Congress has appropriated nearly $134 billion for Afghan reconstruction programs since the ouster of the Taliban in late 2001. Of that amount, SIGAR said about 30% was wasted or misused. SIGAR's latest report comes as President Donald Trump's administration presses the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents to negotiate a political settlement to permanently end the long conflict. The Afghan rivals are currently engaged in direct peace talks in Doha, Qatar. One of the attorneys representing victims of the 1998 terror attacks on U.S. embassies in East Africa and their families says the majority of his clients reject a compensation deal that would result in President Donald Trump removing Sudan from the U.S. state sponsors of terrorism list. Michael Miller says the deal, in which Sudan would pay $335 million to settle claims related to the bombings, discriminates between victims based on their nationality, paying American victims and their families far more than it would pay East African victims who worked for the American embassies. The August 1998 truck bombings at U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed a total of 224 people and injured thousands of others. Victims and their families sued Sudan in American courts based on findings that Sudan harbored al-Qaeda operatives who planned the attacks. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded within hours, saying it appreciated Russia's, quote, willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is, quote, prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February 2022, while a new treaty is negotiated. The new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has said he could be held responsible for the thousands of killings under his anti-drugs crackdown and was ready to face charges that could land him in jail, except crimes against humanity. Duterte's televised remarks Monday night were among his clearest acknowledgement of the prospects that he could face a deluge of criminal charges for the bloody campaign he launched after taking office in mid-2016. Nearly 6,000 killings of drug suspects have been reported by police, but rights watchdogs suspect the death toll is far larger. Duterte framed his remarks by portraying the drug menace as a national security and public threat. An international criminal court prosecutor is examining two complaints against Duterte. And Tropical Storm Epsilon has strengthened in the central Atlantic, the latest in what has been a very active hurricane season. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 45 miles per hour or 90 kilometers per hour, up slightly from when it formed hours earlier on Monday. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says additional strengthening is expected. Epsilon is forecast to be at or near hurricane strength by early Thursday. A Danish man serving a life sentence for the murder of a Swiss journalist was apprehended Tuesday after escaping from prison. Danish police said Peter Madsen was caught shortly after escaping from a prison in suburban Copenhagen. Madsen was sentenced to life in prison in 2018 for killing Swedish journalist Kim Wall after he lured Wall aboard his homemade submarine a year earlier. She had agreed to the trip after he promised her an onboard interview. But during the voyage, Madsen dismembered Wall's body and dumped it into the sea. He denies killing Wall but lost his appeal in court. Madsen claims Wall's death was an accident. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.